advocating for farm policy that benefits everybody. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Capps.
If you don't get engaged, you know, you can't complain.
It's been a busy week on Capitol Hill in Nashville, as farmers from across the volunteer state have been meeting face-to-face with their lawmakers, sharing with them the key issues they want them to focus on. Carl Forsbach from Hardin County says meeting legislators face-to-face makes a difference.
I believe in that face-to-face contact, and I think the legislators appreciate that too. Us coming up here and making this visit. So, yes, I mean, we were in the boardroom here, and it can't get no better than that.
It takes effort to spend an entire day in Nashville, but Sumner County's Don Grove says it's worth it.
It does make a difference, a big difference. They are very open to listening to us. Anytime we come, they are very open to listening to us. They always ask what it is that we want them to push for and to work for or to listen for, and it's always beneficial.
And for lawmakers like Representative Brock Martin of Huntington, hearing directly from farmers is helpful.
We represent 72,000 people. A lot of them are rural West Tennessee farmer families or come from farming families. And when they can come up here and legislate or educate us on legislation, that's almost like back home telling us exactly the way we should vote, which we appreciate.
And while these policies will directly benefit farmers, it ultimately benefits everybody. Because as Henry County farmer Bobby Milam points out, everybody eats.
With the decline of the farming industry as far as a career, that's getting to be more and more of a challenge each and every day with an increased population in the country. And we're having to learn how to feed more people with less resources. We absolutely got to have support and good policy to do that and have some good common thinking people making our laws to back us on that.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps.